Welcome to Greater Finance Daily. We bring you the latest from the ongoing crypto and fintech revolution, and I am one of your hosts, Gustav.
And here is your other host, Alex.
Good morning, Alex. It's Friday, the 1st of October. How are you doing?
I am doing fine as always. How are you, Gustav?
It's great. Feels good to start a new month, October. Have we had some look in the market yet?
Just a quick overview here. Bitcoin trading for $43,800. Ethereum, $3,000. So we're still hovering around $3,000 for Ethereum. I think that is a key level. It seems indecisive at the moment. Anyway, new month, what's your feeling? Is it a bullish or bearish month ahead of us, Gustav?
Ooh, I think it's hard to tell. It's a lot of things happening in the world, and I don't see that I can say anything about crypto particularly. I think the markets are it's a lot of stocks as well that have gone up enormously since the pandemic started. And I'm not so sure it will continue now, but let's see what happens. With the things we talked about yesterday with Janet Yellen's proposal for increasing the debt limits and so on, I think that are important things. But yeah, let's see. Anyway, we have a few quick topics to go through today. The first one will be TikTok starting to look into or flirt with NFTs. Then we have some news from Visa about blockchain interoperability hub for crypto payments. Then Powell has said some things about banning crypto or not. And Compound have mistakenly rewarded users with a lot of money or value in tokens. And then we have some stats from the growth in DeFi protocols. But TikTok, what are they doing with NFTs, Alex?
Well, they are also going to do an NFT drop. Their NFT drop will be placed on a layer 2 solution on Ethereum called Immutable X. So on October 6th, you will be able to buy from this NFT drop from Lil Nas X. That's apparently a famous TikToker, and everyone who is under the age of 20 will probably laugh at me now because I have no clue who Lil Nas X is. Do you know
me neither? No, me neither. And is it something like what they create on the platform may be possible to turn into some kind of NFT that people can
exactly,
buy?
Exactly. So the NFTs, so the videos and the content that create can become unique thanks to the NFT technology here. So the creators can be recognized and rewarded for their content. And you know, lots of them have a huge fan base. And when they make these significant moments on TikTok, you can become an owner of one of them if they decide to make an NFT out of it.
This is, it's mind-blowing when you think about it, that the moment can be bought by someone of the followers, and then that follower can then trade that moment with other followers, and the creator can then earn money of every single trade that is created.
It's absolutely insane thinking about it right now, but 10 years from now we might look back and see what an opportunity that was.
Yeah. Anyway, we're moving on to Visa working on blockchain interoperability hub for crypto payments, and they released some paper of 13 pages, and it's where they say that their Visa's research team is working on a universal payment channel initiative, which is a blockchain interoperability hub connecting multiple blockchain networks and enable transfers of digital assets from different protocols and wallets. And they say also, imagine splitting the check with your friends when everyone at the table is using different type of money. Some using CBDCs like the Swedish e-krona, and others preferring a private stablecoin like USDC, Visa wrote, and adding that such a tool may be a reality in not a too distant future. So that's really interesting. What are your takes on this, Alex?
I think Visa is seeing what's happening in the world right now. They've learned from all these people who didn't think that internet was going to become anything. They just dismissed it. And at the end of the day, they just became bankrupt. So I think Visa is seeing what's coming. They have a very specific focus here in terms of connecting all different kinds of blockchains out there today. There are, just to make clear, there are many projects working on the same thing as Visa is doing right now. However, Visa is already a big company, so I guess they will have a big advantage by their name, basically. People will feel more comfortable connecting with their, what did you call them, their universal adapter compared to other smaller crypto niche projects.
Yeah, of course, it's a huge plus in the trust game. So, but then another news is that we have had Fed Chair Powell says there's no intention of banning crypto right now. What has he said, Alex?
Well, this is actually a key news, I think. As you said there, he doesn't intend to ban crypto, but he said that stablecoins need greater regulatory oversight. So I think actually has great cause for that. He said something along the lines of, ordinary currencies today, like the dollar, for example, it's already regulated. And therefore, stablecoins, which is just a tokenization of dollar or any other fiat currency, they should be regulated in the same way, which only makes sense. But he was also clear to say that cryptocurrencies in general, private cryptocurrencies that are being generated by random creators, he has no intention of banning them, which is quite a new stance, as I understand.
Yeah, that's interesting, and I think it's the right way to go, letting the innovation flourish, and then can look after for some regulation. Regulating it right now and just put a huge regulatory pressure is something that I think will kill a lot of the innovation.
Yeah, it's similar to Elon Musk's comments yesterday when he was saying that the only thing the states can do now to cryptocurrencies is slowing down their the speed of innovation. They won't be able to ban it, but they will be able to slow it down. And when it comes to stablecoins, I mean, we've had crises in the past where we've had too easy to access credit, basically, and credit bubbles building up and basically popping. And you can argue that's the same thing happening in crypto right now. Some argue that the crypto bubble is fueled by Tether, you know, the Tether printing press.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, moving on to the next topic is Compound supply bug mistakenly rewarded users with $70 million worth of tokens. What have you followed what happened here?
So the DeFi interest rate protocol called Compound Finance, which is probably one of the biggest. I think they're up there with Aave.
Exactly.
So what's happened there is that there has been an update in the code, and there is apparently a bug in there, which is over rewarding suppliers with tens of millions of dollars. So I saw one guy claiming a deposit of 70 million comp tokens into their account, which is equivalent to $20 million. I mean, that's a hell of a lot of money, to be honest. So there was this guy on Twitter, Mudit Gupta. He said about 240,000 comp tokens have been given away already, and another 40,000, which is equal to $13 million, will likely be given away soon. If you had supplied tokens before today, go try your luck. It will be interesting to see if Compound requests users to return the extra tokens. So, yeah, there is a bug here in the code. And that's basically it. And it seems like it's a lot of money, a supply bug. So the cap is being raised mistakenly.
It's just mind-blowing how things like this can happen. But, I mean, this is not the first and not the last time that such things happen, so it's just insanely interesting to follow this industry.
Yeah, I think this is the problem with DeFi in general, or smart contracts. We never know until the hack happens, right? We can only do do as good as we can with the security audits of the contracts, but at the end of the day, there will be people finding ways into them and can take advantage of it and make money.
Exactly. Well, looking to our last topic, value locked in DeFi have grown 936% in 1 year, according to Cointelegraph. And I mean, it's through a report, the Value Flow report, where the crypto analytics firm Dapp Radar reported that recent trends have seen sizable growth in NFTs and blockchain gaming, but that DeFi is also generating substantial value. And here we're looking at an increase of almost 1,000% over the time frame since last year. And Dapp Radar currently reports that the total value locked in those protocols are $114.8 billion, which is a lot of money, right, Alex?
Yeah, that's an insane amount of money. I think they're also talking about the TVL not being the best measure to use as a valuation tool, as it's so dependent on the underlying price of the token. So if we have a token, for example, Ethereum being locked, and it falls 50%, then the total value will also fall 50%. But at the end of the day, it's astonishing numbers, and there is one way of measuring the growth of the protocol and how much money is being locked into DeFi. I think it only shows the interest in DeFi. We've already seen institutions start to play around in this field, and I'm not sure, of course, but I feel very confident that people will, or institutions as well, will keep on looking into DeFi protocols, especially now when we have China putting on a ban, going quite hard. We have other countries like the United States will also look into regulating this industry. So this will open up ways to participate in DeFi for institutions who want to stay compliant with regulations as well.
Yeah, I agree. And another, I think we are running out of time for today, Alex. Or do you have any final takes?
No specific particular take here today. Greaterfinance.com is up, and check it out if you haven't.
We have a really good NFT article up there. We do not have .com. We have greater.finance only.
Did I say greaterfinance.com?
Yep.
I'm sorry, greater.finance, of course. There is a blog there about NFTs. Check it out.
Yeah, and one final project to check out of the day is grow.xyz. And I think you talked a little bit about the rumors about Revolut creating a coin or token. This is some guy that have worked at Spotify and Revolut, and he have now created a DeFi sort of say tool, and they are creating a governance token. It's a project I think is worth checking out, not investment advice, but I think it's looking interesting, and I will myself check it out more.
What was it, GRO that XYZ or grow or GRO only, right?
GRO, yeah.
GRO.xyz. Okay, I'll check it out.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, everyone, and talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.